Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, let's get started.
Okay, and then it's like, then all of a sudden, Ariel and her homeless teenagers come in, and I just, you know, I put myself in their shoes, just going into Sur and walking and just being sort of blown away by the restaurant experience.
This is a magical garden.
Yeah, we were talking shit about, you know, earlier off. Mike, but this would be a wild restaurant to go in and just be like, this is what a restaurant is like. It is kind of fun, right? No, I'm being serious. It would be cool to walk in and, sir, if that's your first restaurant, like, it does have some unique characteristics that you're kind of blown away by, right?
Yeah, we were debating whether or not it is just to have a homeless teen's first dining experience to be the food of Sur.
Yeah, the only like kind of down and dirty stinker minute that I was having is just, we were kind of being like, you know, if you've never eaten at a restaurant, would you kind of be bummed out when you got Sur's food?
Regardless of where you come from, what walk of life.
Yeah, because you'd be wondering, is like, is this what pasta tastes like?
Is that this all there is? I guess I'm not missing out. Fuck this.
My Greek salad had goat cheese balls on it. Like, there was just some meal items, obviously, is like, is this what calamari tastes like? Like, you would just, I was worried a little bit if their first restaurant experience, the food you eat is Sur's. That's it.
They're like, it's honestly better at the shelter.
Yeah. So anyway, we were kind of joking about that. But all of that aside, food quality aside, this is, you know, obviously so nice of Lisa. It's obviously so nice of Lisa. And Sur does have a je ne sais quoi that I think they would all enjoy.
An international flair.
Okay, what happens here is that the exact opposite of what I saw, where I was like, I was worried that the homeless teens would spit out the food and say, like, is there any way I could take this back and get something else? They do the exact opposite. It looks like they have smiles on their face while they're eating.
God, they're laughing.
They're laughing. They're like, they actually like the food.
Someone out loud says, this is the best food I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, and they appreciate this. Like, no matter what we say about the food, like, we can be little stinkers about it, but they enjoy it. And then Lisa says, you know, and I also, she's like, I brought in dessert, you know, so she didn't even make Sur have to handle the dessert. It's like a bunch of cakes, and they're having the time of their life. But then, unfortunately, Jax, even though they're having this sort of charitable, beautiful, almost like Christmas Carol-esque dinner where it's like, you know, what I mean, like Ebenezer Scrooge comes over and gives, like, it's a beautiful scene. Jax has to talk to James about the spit heard around the world because Kristen immediately called him. And Jax said, which I'm proud of Jax. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of Jax. He heard that Kristen was spit on. Yeah. He thinks she was spit on. Yeah. I don't know why. He's like, maybe a little fleck came to her face, but he says spit on.
A gleek.
a little gleek, like one of those like little, he spit fully and then one little blowback came off on Kristen. But Jax, I'm glad Jax did this, no matter his loyalty to anyone. He's like, I'm going to give that kid a piece of my mind. I'm going to pull him by his ear and tell him you don't spit on people.
Yeah, he goes, what is this I'm hearing about you spitting on Kristen? James is immediately like 11 out of 10. He's like, I would never spit on a girl. First of all, I just spit on her door and it wasn't even a loogie.
Yeah, so he didn't, this is so gross, but he didn't even have a full-fledged sort of, loogie. It was just,
is like,
it's sickening. I don't ever spit. I'm sure people are going to be grossed out gagging as we even talk about this. I don't spit.
It's sick.
It's gross. I don't want to get too personal, but I learned a lesson quickly when I was young, never to spit. And now I'm actively repulsed. If I ever see anybody spit on the street, spit anywhere. So we probably have some spitters.
Certified turtle spit.
I'm sure we have some turtle time, little turtle spitters, but I don't endorse spitting. And I find it just as despicable as Jax does. This one's for you. Sorry about that. Amy and I had to stop talking because we heard Rumpy Pumpy going around the shed, and we knew Lisa would be following him. If you want to keep listening to this episode, you can subscribe to our Patreon, and you'll get a Vanderpump Rules recap episode from the very beginning every single week. Plus, you can become a member of the Tipsy Turtle Club, where Amy and I make the most famous cocktails in Bravo history. So please, if you like what you listen to here, subscribe and become a Villa Rosa VIP, where you can feel like a cherished guest at Villa Rosa. We love you so much. So if you love us, subscribe on Patreon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited-edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.